קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 179.
We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם.
אנחנו באות סמך וב.
The preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, פתיחה to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 67.
והנה תכף בעת הצמצום,
item 66.
עליית המלכות לבינה,
as soon as the restriction occurred, during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of Man and the coupling that was made at the Nikvei Einayim of Ak, it caused Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak to divide into four divisions. One, Kachab Chagat, up to its Chazeh, are considered the place of Atzilut. Two, the two lower thirds of Tiferet, from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place of the world of Beria. Three, its three Sefirot Nehi became the place of the world of Yetzira. Four, the Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya.
Questions about the division.
Rav, what is a place?
Rav, what is a place?
The place is Malchut of Insof, which was divided to several places, to several parts. Place is a certain desire.
Why is it important to say that now there is a place and before in Ak, it doesn't mention place? Are you saying that Malchut of Insof had a place before that?
The Malchut of Insof restricted herself and divided herself to several places according to her desire. And the upper light operates in her in each and every place, in each of her parts, builds the desires by its bestowal, by its influence. Yes.
So how does the connection between the Nekudot of Sag and what are the actions that the Nekudot of Sag do in the four divisions?
That is all in the connection of the light of Insof that operates from above and the will to receive that operates in every place, above the tabur, below the tabur, etc. The upper light which comes performs this division.
And this place clothes on Nehi Avak.
Let's discern this a little bit. The will to receive that the Creator created. In the will to receive, now the upper light operates. The quality of the Creator to bestow. And accordingly, this desire begins to respond to the action of the light upon it. Or the Creator, doesn't matter how we call it. And then this desire begins to get divided to places, meaning desires that we call above the tabur, below the tabur, rosh, toch, sof, etc. This is all in relation to the upper light. That's how we define the desire. And this is why from the beginning of the desire, until the conclusion of all the desires, we say that this is called the Partsuf of Adam Kadmon. Within this Partsuf, we discern different parts, meaning we can create signs or manners by which the desire that's in each and every part becomes towards the upper light in a certain state or special mannerism. There's a rosh, there's a toch, there's a sof, there's above, there's below, etc., etc. This is what we have learned in the Partsufim of Ak, of Adam Kadmon. Now we're coming to the Partsufim of the world of Nikudim. Gradually, slowly, slowly. And there the division is not according to the desire to receive and the desire to bestow alone, but rather where it is, meaning what is happening with what's happening with the Partsuf of Sag, and why Partsuf Sag is such an important thing, an important Partsuf, because in it there is the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, which operate these two desires together in a certain connection between them. Rosh, Toch, Sof, Partsufim, which Sag creates all of these things that rise above and differentiate into many groupings. This is what we're talking about here.
PT19. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. In 6 he says that as soon as the restriction occurred during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of Man and the coupling that was made at Nikve and Naim, what kind of state is it?
That there has yet to be a zivug, a coupling upon the emergence of the Partsuf of Sag. Not Sag, but rather Nikudim.
How does Malchut rise to Bina without Sag?
We have Galgalta, Ab, and Sag. What does he say? And here immediately, during the restriction, meaning while the Malchut rises to Bina, because it's already the second restriction, yes? Even before the raising of Man and the coupling that was made at the Nikve Naim of Ak, meaning in Sag, it caused the Partsuf Nikudot of Sag of Ak to divide into four divisions. The first division, Kachab Chagat up to its Chazeh, which are considered the place of the world of Atzilut. The two lower third of Tiferet from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, which became the place of the world of Bria. 3, which is the Sfir Sfirot Nehi in it, which became the place of the world of Yetzirah. And 4, the Malchut in it, which became the place of the world of Atziah. So he divided for us this Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag to 4 parts. It says, this is the place for the 4 worlds that will move to us to those different places, and they will fill those places soon. But the division was already made. According to what? According to the will to receive that's in Malchut, and according to the desire to bestow that there is in Sag, in the Partsuf Sag.
So I wanted to ask you, there is a involvement of people or not yet? Is it just a system?
I don't hear what you're saying.
Is there involvement of a person or is it only system?
There's no human being here. Where did you see that here? So no, that's nonsense.
When you're saying that Bina rises to Malchut or Malchut to Bina, how does it raise without the involvement of a person? Is it automatic?
We didn't learn that yet, and therefore we're not talking about that. That's it. That's called a smart aleck. You know, that he doesn't know what he's talking about here, and he's talking. It just shows how much you're not in the right place.
Right, this is what I ask.
It's best if you're silent. 67. Why don't you read?
Item 67. The reason for it is that the place of the world of Asilut means the place of the expansion of the upper light, and because of the ascent of the ending Malchut to the place of Bina of the Guf called Tiferet, the Potsuf ends there and the light cannot pass from there down. Thus, the place of Atzilut ends there at half the Tiferet on the Chazeh. You already know that this new siyum that was made here is called the Parsa, below the world of Atzilut. There are three divisions in the Sefirot below the Parsa, since indeed only two Sefirot, Zon of the Guf, called Nehim, needed to merge below the Partsuf. This is because the siyum was made at the Bina of the Guf, which is Tiferet, hence only the zone below the Tiferet are below the siyum. And not Tiferet. Although the lower half of Tiferet emerged below the siyum as well. The reason is that Bina of the Guf is incorporates within the ten sefirot kachab zon as well, since these zon of Bina are the roots of the general zon of the Guf, which were incorporated in Bina, they are considered like them. Hence, Zon of Bina emerged below the Parsa of Atzilut as well, along with the general Zon. For this reason, the Sefirat Tiferet was fissured across at the place of the Chazeh, since Malchut that ascended to Bina stands there and brings out the Zon of Bina. That is, the two-thirds of Tiferet from the Chazeh down to its Siyum. Yet, there is still a difference between the two-thirds of Tiferet and the Nehim. The two-thirds of Tiferet truly belong to the Bina of the Guf and did not emerge below the Siyum of Atzilut of their own accord, but only because they are the roots of Zon. Hence, their flaw is not so great, since their emergence is not because of themselves. Thus, they have become separated from the Nehim and became a world in and of themselves, called the world of Bria.
Shilot.
Questions?
Shilot.
Questions? I don't understand that there are no questions. There are really no questions, or...
Or is it not?
Or is it so misunderstood that... They're saying, read again. Okay.
Read 67.
The reason for it is that the place of the world of Atzilut means the place worthy of the expansion of the upper light, and because of the ascent of the ending Malchut to the place of Bina of the Guf, called the Tiferet. The Parzuf ends there, and the light, the upper light, cannot pass from there downwards. Thus, the place of Atzilut ends there at the half of the Tiferet of the Chazeh, yes, of Sag, Nekudot of Sag, and you already know that this new siyum that took place here is called Parsa, which is below the world of Atzilut. And these are the three divisions, the three sfirot below the Parsa, and they have three divisions in them. And this is since they only needed two sfirot to emerge below Atzilut, the zone of the Guf, which is called Nehim. Because the siyum was made at the Bina of the Guf, which is Tiferet, hence only the zone below Tiferet, below the zone from Tiferet, that are from Tiferet, that are below of the siyum, and not Tiferet. Although the lower half of Tiferet also emerged below the siyum. The reason is, and why does it emerge below the siyum? Because Bina of the Guf is incorporated also from the 10 Sfirot Kachab zone. And since these zone of Bina are the roots of the general zone of the Guf, which were incorporated, in Bina, they are considered like them. And therefore, the zone of Bina also emerged below the Parsa of Atzilut, along with the general zone. Is that understood thus far or not? Questions. What? It's not understood. Wonderful. What's not understood? Then ask. Or maybe it's not even understood what to ask. Well, I don't hear any response.
Ken.
Yes.
We'll try to add to the scrutiny. First, he speaks of the second restriction, which is different than the first restriction.
Yes.
Divides the place of Tabur Doak of the Siyum above the Parsa, below the Parsa. Now he explains that the zone of Bina, despite it remaining above the Parsa, it goes down below the Parsa. Why?
Because zone of Bina already belong to Malchut.
Why? It's essentially Bina. It's the vessels of the upper.
Yeah, but these aren't yet vessels that are in Bistol. Because they're already a part of the lower part, or?
Let's say so. Meaning we need to find in Bina where in the division is a stop between the Sefirot that belong to the Keter Chochma Bina and the Sefirot belonging to Zeranpin and Malchut. That's it.
And this happens from Zat of Bina and below?
Yes.
And this later becomes the lower two-thirds of Tiferet? What does that mean? Why is so special about that?
That there is something that matches between the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception.
And there's a connection between vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal there in that place? That's where the choice is?
There are the corrections. There are the corrections.
Again.
יש כאילו מבחינת הספירות חלוקה מאוד
לא פרופורציונלית. On the behalf of the spherot, there's a very not proportional divide. Here there's six, here there's a third, here there's three. Can we talk about the richness of a world or the processes that take place in a world, its roles? Why are there different divisions there?
תראה, אנחנו צריכים להתייחס
Look, we need to relate to every place in spirituality, as special. If it is separated, if it's divided, even if it's a very small one, it can be very special. Therefore, not to go according to its size, like Keter Chochma Bina, but according to its essence, in its relation to the correction. And soon we will learn to identify each and every part.
Why do we say that specifically now in the second restriction there are partsufim that operate both quality of reception and quality of bestowal in the same partsuf? Wasn't it like that before?
In Bina, it's like that.
Why? What, in Galgalta, wasn't there below the table one partsuf?
No. Because in Bina you have sefirot that are connected with bestowal, relating to bestowal, belonging to bestowal, and sefirot that belong to reception, and their job is to care for the lower sefirot. As Bina gives birth of its goof, the partsufim, and that didn't exist before. We see it in our world too.
But let's take the partsuf of Galgalta. It had Keter Chochma Bina above Tabur.
Yes.
And below the Tabur, there was Nehim?
There was.
That's one partsuf?
One.
That's above bestowal, below reception?
No.
You can't distinguish exactly that much.
So here's a partsuf that has two qualities, reception and bestowal, in one partsuf.
No, continue.
So why do we say that from the second restriction, the partsufim are working?
Because there is no ability to receive in order to bestow there.
Where?
In Nehi of Sag.
Okay, and in Nekudot of Sag, there's no ability to receive in order to bestow below the Parsa?
Yes.
So what's the difference between below the Parsa and below the Tabu?
Vessels of receptions are revealed that cannot be corrected in order to bestow, and they belong to Malchut.
And below the Tabur, it's not considered vessels that cannot be in order to bestow?
Below Tabur, no.
Why?
They simply aren't in it, aren't there. The expansion is as such that there is no question of either, it's either to receive or to
bestow. So how was the Tabur created specifically there? It probably was made because of some reason there, no?
Later there was.
What do you mean later? The Partsuf of Galgalta emerged. So why specifically in Tabur did the Sof take place?
Sof of Galgalta is in the Siyum.
No, I don't mean the Sof. I mean the Toch. The Tabur that stops the reception there, the bestowal there. Why does it stop specifically there?
Because there is no more vessels of bestowal.
So there was a scrutiny that below the Tabur you cannot have receive in order to bestow.
So in order to bestow.
So how is this any different to the Parsa, the world of Patsufim Masag, that also can receive below there.
There it's also the same.
So why are we saying that from the second restriction there's some kind of new situation where we can differentiate reception and bestowal?
From the second restriction, part of the vessels that have the opportunity to be in reception, they are in reception. Therefore, they have the second restriction.
And it wasn't like that in Galgalta?
They themselves didn't want to use their own vessels.
So this means that they themselves are in Galgalta and in Nikudot of Sag after the second restriction, what? The system restricted them?
Yes, there is external control that rules over them, otherwise they would receive in order to receive.
And in Galgalta, they themselves didn't want.
Certainly.
So why is it called a place? How does this add to this thing that you talked to Iran about? That this is called a place, and now there are places in the world of Atzilut, Priya, Etzia. How is that connected?
The place is defined as having special rules for that world, which is why the world of Atzilut is called Etzlo, that there can be contained all of the upper light.
And prior to that, there wasn't a place?
Before it wasn't clear, because it wasn't clear that he was all included from
the world of the
vessel sag.
No.
To continue the scrutiny, so what caused the vessels to suddenly want to receive? We said that below Tabur and Nehi of Ak, they didn't want to receive. And later, in Nehi of Sag, they did want to receive, but they had some kind of special control. Why did they all of a sudden want to receive?
You're speaking about which place?
We did a scrutiny now with Niv, and what I understood is that the difference between below the Tabur of Ak and between below the Parsa of Sag is that here the vessels didn't want to receive, the vessels below the Tabur,
from the Tabur to the Parsa.
And in Sag, they did want to receive. Why did they all of a sudden now want to receive? And beforehand, they knew that they didn't want to receive.
They didn't have a screen? To be able to protect themselves.
I didn't understand. We had a masach in Tabur in Hiavak, right? There is a masach there, right? And there was a decision. Until here we receive, below that, up to here we're receiving in order to bestow, below that we're not receiving in order to bestow.
Yes.
And then we moved to Sag. There the Nikudot of Sag descended below the Tabur. And then something happened to the vessels. What happened to them? That all of a sudden they decided that they do want to receive, and then the second restriction took place and all the story that we're learning.
Because then all the vessels were divided that belonged to the general Malchut. They divided from that Zivug and became the vessels of Sag. When the upper light goes through the vessels of Sag, he then awakens these vessels to receive in order to bestow. But the place also has an effect, a cause. And if they were above the Tabur, there is no issue, but because they are below the Tabur, there is no longer protection that they can receive in order to bestow. Rather, it will be in order to receive. Which is why the second restriction happened there.
The action that qualified these vessels to receive, like you're saying right now, is that the Nekudot of Sag went down all the way to the below?
Yes.
What's special about that action? What does it do to the vessels?
Sag that is Bina, connected with Galgalta that is Malchut.
And then what happened to the vessels?
Bina and Malchut connected, and there are some ramification that Bina enters Malchut and Bina cannot use its vessels of reception.
Again, I didn't get that. If Malchut enters Bina, then Bina can't use its vessels of reception?
Yes, because Bina is all for bestow.
Ken.
Yes.
Sorry,
to continue the scrutiny of Niv, we always say that at first the place for the world was created, and then the worlds were built within it. And then there's a matter of the going down of the worlds, the descending, and the correction is raising in holiness, and the worlds will return to their place, Atzilut will be in its place. Right now there's a descent. Can we, in order to make it easier for the learner to relate to the, as a, you know, place of the world as a standard, and the place of the world is below the standard. We need to raise the standard to come to the standard, to the, you know, the refinement that was decided. Look at the world of place as the standard, and then the world themselves in a place. The place of the world is a standard.
I don't understand what you're saying, and don't continue, because these words I didn't study from Baal HaSulam. Standard, return. No. Yes.
Разделились желания, которые относятся к подобию свойств и на цель творения.
In the second restriction, the desires were divided into those of equivalence of form.
И дальнейшее исправление. Вот весь этот смысл цимцумбет и всего, что дальше происходит, разбиение и так далее.
Then there's a certain order and correction.
Спасибо.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ken, Yura.
More?
Yes.
We are learning here about how the system is being built after the second restriction, right? So the question is, why does Baal HaSulam specifically here teach us about the place of the four worlds of Abiyah and the matter of the Parsa between Atzilut and Biyah, even before we scrutinized and learned about the world of Nikudim, Gadlut and Katnut of the world of Nikudim and the Shattering, because that has to be after that, according to logic.
No, he gives us space for the four worlds. This is what he means here. And to explain about the place of the four worlds, Galgalta we've studied, Sag we've studied, and now it's Nekudot Desag, because this is the main. Why Nekudot Desag are so important? Because Sag is Bina, and Nekudot Desag is when Bina begins to relate to the lower ones. And this is why it's a very important part. How they are divided, where they act, and in them, essentially, are where all the corrections occur.
So this means that the building of the place for the four worlds is an expression of the expansion of Sag?
Yes. If not Sag, none of that mess would be.
Okay. And what comes later, which is the matter of the world of Nikudim,
yes.
Kind of, again, here I'm getting confused as far as the reason, the cause and the consequence here. Because according to the logic, the description of the building of the four worlds, or the place for the four worlds, must come after the Gadlut and the Katnut and the shattering of Nikudim, or not?
Okay. Ken. It'll arrange itself.
Okay. I will add to Yura what's written in the previous item, just when we started, and here, just at the beginning of the restriction, the second restriction, when the Malchut rose to Bina, even before the raising of Man and the Zivug, meaning automatically, already all the worlds, he built them their place. What are we learning from this? That
did you have division for an Aviyut, root 1, 2, 3, and 4, that in this place will stand all of the worlds according to
סגירות שלהם או פתיחות שלהם
the degree, the level of it, of their openness, of their closeness, yes?
Meaning, when the system, already at the time of the restriction, it built the whole cascading that will come forth soon.
Yes, and the world is concealment. And now they need to arrange the measures of concealment according to all the parts of him that came out from Galgalta until Sium Galgalta. Okay.
Tov. Az yesh lanu Kiev.
Okay, so we have Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, тут в этом абзаце в 67-м написано, что вот место...
In item 66 it was written that the place of Bina of the Guf, does that mean Atzilut?
Bina of the Guf is Bina of the Guf. This is Bina, sometimes they call it Tiferet.
Ну, а тут просто потом, тут как будто бы это все приравнивается к миру Ацилут, что там заканчивается.
Later it simply kind of equalizes with the world of Ацилут, where the Parzuf ends there and the light cannot descend from the place of the world of Ацилут, where it ends in the middle of Тиферет.
Holland.
Yes. Holland.
Yes, Raf. What makes Zeir and Bin Nukva, when it's above the Parsa, go below the Parsa and form the world of Beria?
How does the world of Bria born?
Yes, from let's say from the zone above the Parsa.
Zone שנמצאים מעל הפרסה, איך נולד עולם הבריאה מתחת לפרסה?
למעלה מרגע. אני חושב שאנחנו עוד...
Above the... One moment. I think that we're gonna switch to drawings. It'll be easier for us to speak. What do you want to say?
He's asking how Zone of Bina gave birth to the world of Bria. Why Zone of Bria? How did they beget the world of Bria?
Who can beget, who can birth other than them from the general zone to the general Bina, and then they give birth to the three world, Yetzirah, Bria, Asiya?
Again.
This division that took place in Tiferet is what's special here, because Keter Chochma and Bina, in the half of Tiferet, is the place of the world of Atzilut, and it has light. And from the second half of Tiferet became a whole world that belongs to Tiferet, and it is in a place that there is no light. How is that?
So why does it belong to Tiferet and not to Malchut?
We said that that's where the kind of like the seam took place.
This part of Tiferet comes out of Bina because it has other qualities.
But
it's nevertheless Tiferet, it's Bina of Gufa.
You're speaking about it, depending on who it belongs to. You understand? We need to scrutinize and discern it.
Can we somewhat emotionally explain what's the difference between the places where there's also nothing there and there's also nothing there? What's the difference between them?
יש כאן הכנה.
there is a preparation for future vessels that will be able to expand according to their intentions, in all sorts of forms, the intention. Because it comes out, it turns out that how will you connect? How will you connect vessels of reception with vessels of bestowal? How will you connect? You have to grade those and grade these, and to give conditions for these corrections and those corrections, that after the corrections they will have a level and a thought to each group according to which you will correct. This is the entire challenge.
Is the world a kli or a light?
A world or vessels?
And then what's the place?
A place for the worlds is, you can say they are vessels from the upper degree of where the place is.
Ken.
Can we say that place is inanimate, that it doesn't change the place?
The place doesn't change.
Is that still or inanimate?
Let's say it is.
No.
No. Why are we quiet?
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, the light of chasadim that we say that goes down below tabur, why? We say that it restricts the malchut. It expands her possibility to bestow. It doesn't restrict her.
Yes.
So why do they call it the second restriction? It's very misleading. It's like it's giving the possibility for additional vessels to enter bestowal, the vessels of Malchut. The light of Chasadim, which descends below the Tabu, gives them forces, right? So why is it the second restriction? Why is it a restriction?
Because these vessels will not be able to, from the second restriction onwards, to join the vessels of bestowal. They will not be able to.
Meaning the vessels that could not join were scrutinized here.
Okay, I don't see that. No, well, say.
אפשר שאלה כללית לגבי הלימוד?
Can I ask a general question about the study?
No.
Okay.
No.
What influence does a student have in the knowledge or in the preface on his spiritual advancement?
It's worthwhile to enter the study of Pticha, of preface. And as much as possible, get connected to it, to Baal HaSulam through Pticha.
I heard from several veteran friends that have been studying for many, many years the preface, definitions, worlds, all the diagrams, and the great impression from them that something has been innovated in their study and their feeling and their intellect. It's true that everything is etched in their hearts, but what is that everything is being innovated and renewed?
That they understand it deeper, that through their spiritual advancement in bestowal, that means they understand the study better.
Ken?
Emotionally?
Yes. Yes, it's very interesting, very important. That first they didn't understand and then they understood.
Gadi, no.
Gadi?
Yes, Rav, I wanted to bring an example from what you just said now, from what you explained to all the friends, how it operates, how it is renewed each time in the feelings, and to all the questions of the friends, what you answered, if possible. You said that at the end of the Galgalta, it was impossible to receive, because there are vessels of reception that are pure, and this is where the measure of judgment took place, where you cannot receive in that place, and the world cannot exist anymore, meaning below the taboo, the vessels did not enter, and now Nekudat of Sag, which is pure bestowal, there are no vessels of reception. They enter below the taboo, and the vessels are already divided differently according to bestowal, to the extent in which they can receive in according to pure bestowal. And then there's the second restriction, meaning that the vessels of reception will not be able to even do bestowal below the parsa already. The parsa took place, and that's the second restriction. And then there's very special care of bina that cares to those vessels, and places were made of bestowal within vessels of reception, and then there's already an extension to this and all the development.
Thank you. No, Baruch.
Okay. Well, Baruch.
I wanted to ask about something that's written here about the world of Bria. With their emergence due to themselves, what is he talking about? Who defines and who demands for it to exit, to come out? Where there is worlds that do need and want to come out and to be born, and there's Bria that doesn't want?
The world of Bria really is in a special place that is below the Parsa. Bria Yetzira Asiya, that there, these three words, worlds, are in a place where the upper world cannot cascade, cannot expand. And above, below the parsa, there is only the quality of malchut, which is why what is happening is we are unable to say about the worlds of Bia that they are worlds, real worlds, as if each was born through the connection of the worlds of the vessels of reception within the vessels of the soul.
So when it's written so that like the blemish is not that bad in them, it's because they didn't exit upon themselves. What is he? I mean, you know, their emergence, the flaw is not great, therefore their emergence is not because of themselves, that they didn't have to come out below of Atzilut. And then when he writes in the end of 66, that here the flaw is not great in them, since their emergence is not because of themselves.
I'm reading 66.
As soon as the restriction occurred during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of Man and the coupling that was made at the Nikve Inayim of Ak, it caused parts of Nikudot of Sag of Ak to divide into four divisions. One, Kachab Chagat up to its Chazeh are considered the place of Atzilut. Two, the two lower thirds of Tiferet from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet became the place of the world of Bria. Three, its three Sefirot Nehi became the place of the world of Yetzirah. What are you asking?
I'm sorry, I was confused. It was in 67, actually, what I was... Maybe they can help me. It's the end of the paragraph. It's written there. Therefore, the flaw in them is not so great, since their emergence is not because of themselves. Who decides? Who demands this? What force gives this that he's demanding for Bria to emerge and to be born?
I don't
understand what he's asking. Does anyone understand?
It seems if I understand correctly, Baruch is asking, the vessels from which the plates of the world of Briah emerge are the vessels of Bina. It's written about them, about Zon of Bina. Now it's written about them that the flaw in them is not so great relative to the true Zon. That's what he's asking. So what does it mean that the flaw in them is not so great and therefore enables them to?
They are the vessels of Bina.
So they didn't want, but something decides that they have to be below the Paza.
They couldn't participate in the reception of the light in order to bestow. Okay, we'll finish with this. Today we're still because of the heat, or what was it? I don't know. What was the reason? What do we have today?
So today we have building a spiritual society, a weekly meeting on the life of Nebaruch, regular updates on what's happening in society and dissemination. Today, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Israel time on the Arvut system. And our schedule for today, for Sunday, from 10:45 to 11:15, the program, Introduction of the Book of Zohar with Dr. Leichman. From 12 to 1 Israel time, the afternoon lesson, and from 6:30 to 7, Building a Spiritual Society. And we'll conclude with a song.
Searching together, following the scent that leads to life. Through each heart, there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. It's you that lights our hearts, it's you that shines in us forever. Every broken part, it's you that binds us all together. It's you that lights our hearts forever in a place beyond the veil.
Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise. Gonna find a way to go above my reason. Gonna find a way to love outside myself. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves.
Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise.